You're listening to Anti-Antifa Radio. I'm your host, Dwight Mann, host of the Dwight Mann Radio Show. Our mission, very simple. Shine the light of truth on those lazy, no-good scumbags, those cowards, Antifa. Got a good show for you today. Stand by.
Wake up! It's time to catch your ride to Tucker Carlson's house. It's time to join your dumbass friends.
Punks, lowlifes, scumbags, the dregs of society, lazy, no good roustabouts. That's Antifa. Antifa, worthless, hateful. Hate America. George Soros pays the bills. You know, folks, hours after Antifa mob showed up at the home of Fox News host Tucker Carlson, an affiliated Twitter account published his home address and the home address of his brother Buckley Carlson, along with the addresses of Ann Coulter, Daily Caller's Neem Patel, and Sean Hannity of Fox News. The account has over 3,000 followers. The docs of right-wing media figures was posted along with a message asserting that politics affects people's lives. They demand that people that are harassing stop promoting racism and fascism. Now, approximately an hour before Carlson's Fox News show there on Wednesday evening, a leftist mob showed up at his home chanting threats such as, "Tucker Carlson, we will fight. We know where you sleep at night." The leftists were also chanting, "No borders, no walls, no USA at all." Someone affiliated with the DC Antifa told the Gateway Pundit that the protest at Carlson's home was just the beginning. Patriots raising their ugly little mamas and boys and girls' ugly fascist heads. Antifa, we all know, are a nothing bunch of people. Lazy layabouts who are on George Soros' power and George Soros' paychecks come in the mail, don't you see? But you know, ladies and gentlemen, as we have reported before, Antifa seems to have found a really big home in Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, Washington. We've seen him march the streets of Portland, foul-mouthed as usual. These thugs have no clue on what they do or say. They're like robots programmed by George Soros and his ilk. he does pay them, you know, to shout such thing as F Donald Trump, F DHS, abolish ICE, all cops are bastards. Now there's an educated statement right there. But you know, Antifa stormtroopers, brown shirts of the DNC, and the leftist socialist Democrat Party employ fascist communist tactics, including death threats and physical beatings, to intimidate and silence all opposition to their communist agenda. Antifa, ladies and gentlemen, are a bunch of losers. Nothing more than punks, nothing more than lowlifes that lay around and let mommy and daddy pay for their upkeep while they check their mailbox every once in a while for a paycheck from George Soros. The DNC, the Socialist Democrat Party, oh, they have an enforcement group, brown shirts, if you will, fascist all, marching the streets of the United States, threatening people such as Tucker Carlson and his family, and just common everyday folks on the streets of Portland and New York and Seattle and other fascist-ran Democrat governor states. Antifa, you little punks out there, someday you will know what it means. Someday you will find out that your tactics are no good. Your tactics don't threaten anybody. You're nothing but a lazy bunch of punks. I'm your host, Dwight Mann, of the Dwight Mann Radio Show, and I'll be back behind the microphone again real soon as we continue the mission of shining the light on a bunch of derelict, lazy, no-life punk scumbags that call themselves Antifa and prate around in their little black hoodies trying to act like they're somebody. But they're nothing but a bunch of freaking cowards. Until next show, this is Dwight Mann. Have a good one.